It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. Today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening. And wonders, all God's glory on display. A great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now, yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom Dooley. Good Friday, everybody. This is Good Friday, the Friday before Easter, as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for tuning in here on this Friday. And as we pray together, this is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station around the globe, around the clock. You can pray with us anytime here as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And we are celebrating the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ today. We're also praying over some current issues that's going on, some things that are happening in Indiana. We're praying, and where the Final Four takes place this weekend. And we're also praying over some things that are happening within the Presbyterian Church. And we just have some current issues, the negotiations in Iran. And we're praying for you. We're also going to be praying today for those who have a family member that is suffering from Alzheimer's or dementia. We're going to be praying for that. We have a full day here on BPN Radio, so don't go away. Stay tuned. It's going to be a great day here on this Friday, Easter weekend. We want to remind you that next Friday evening and Saturday morning is our BPN prayer leaders gathering. And if you're a prayer leader, you're invited or want to be a prayer leader, you just want to come and pray with us, you need some direction. So Gene and I will be there along with some other incredible intercessors, Todd and Cindy Mooring. Incredible couple will be leading worship. Just going to be a wonderful time of seeking God. You don't want to miss this opportunity. This is the only one that we have scheduled for this year. So come, Compass Church, Austin, Texas. Registration's free. Just go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and click on the registration button. And we will, in turn, be sending you more information. It's going to be a wonderful time of getting together and praying. I've been leading prayer in America since 1967. I've been leading prayer in many, many churches since 1985, about 30 years. So this is going to be one of a kind. We want you to come. Great worship, adoration, seeking God, receiving prophetic words, praying for revelation, interceding. It's just going to be a great time. If you're into prayer, you don't want to miss this one. And that's in Austin, Texas, April 9th, 10th, 11th, a 9/11 call to come to the beautiful hill country of Austin, Texas. Well, it's going to be a great day. Father, we are so thankful and grateful for this broadcast today. People that are praying with us all across America and around the world, we pray your will be done during the next hour. In Jesus' name, on this Easter weekend, as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father God, for sending your Son that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. We're thankful today. We're thankful today for eternal life. We just dedicate this broadcast to the cross and to the resurrection. And we are very grateful and we are very thankful on this Friday. So we pray your will, plan, and purpose be done during the next hour as we come boldly by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, that name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth. And so we set ourselves in agreement now that your will is going to be done during this next hour, this hour of power. Here on BPN Radio, we are so grateful and thankful as we celebrate the cross today, the cross of Jesus, and all the suffering that took place, that we might have this life, that we might have abundant life. And may we as Christians today enjoy the abundant life, not just going through life and dreading the next sunrise or the next sunset, but may we realize that you have a good plan for us today. We have a good future. We have a good hope. And Lord, we can make our plans. And we know that it's you that directs our steps. And I pray, Father God, today that hope will rise in the hearts of every person that is listening to BPN Radio today, that's listening to this broadcast today. In Jesus' name we pray. We want to welcome cities all across America, some around the world that are praying with us here on BPN. We want to welcome, I may not be able to pronounce this correctly, but Cabasalan, Philippines. People are listening to there in the Philippines. Taguiga, Philippines. I'm probably butchering those, but I'm giving it my best shot. Palm Coast, Florida. Lahore, Pakistan. Aurora, Illinois. Those new cities that have joined us in prayer. And cities all across America. If your city is not praying with us, you can go to letspraymerica.com. Letspraymerica.com. And you can sign up. And you will not only sign up your city, but you'll get a daily prayer from me that I've been sending out now for, what, 2 or 3 years? By email. So sign up if you will. So welcome, welcome, welcome to churches and cities and individuals all across America, as well as around the world here on VPN. As we celebrate the cross today, I'm thankful for the cross. And we today are celebrating the cross. And we are so thankful today for the cross. The cross that Jesus died on. We are very thankful and we are grateful. And so here is Franciscus. Okay, today we're celebrating the cross here on VPN Radio. And here is Franciska Battistelli, and she's going to sing about the cross here on VPN Radio. As we celebrate the cross that Jesus died on.
Savior, I come, quiet my soul. Remember, yeah, redemption's here, your blood was spilled for my ransom, and everything I once held dear, I count it all as loss. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. And rid me of myself, I belong to you. Oh, lead me. Lead me to the cross.
Francisca Battistelli, Lead Me to the Cross, her new song. Good to have you listening on BPN Radio right here on this Friday, Good Friday. Dale Gentry here, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Thank you so much for praying with us today and for listening. Some of you listening on your computer, some of you listening on your iPhone. You can listen to us on your iPhone. You can go to the TuneIn app, by the way, and you'll already have it downloaded. Just go to TuneIn app and type in BPN Radio. Most of the time when you go in, you'll have to listen to about a 15 or 20 second commercial, but that will be fine. So thank you for being a part. We're praying today on this Easter weekend for a major attack that's going on against traditional marriage in America. We may not realize what is happening, but those that are trying to get their own way and run over the traditional form of marriage, they've chosen this Easter weekend to make their voices heard in Indiana, Arkansas, and other places. And we know there today there is a major rise of the homosexual movement that not only wants equal rights, but they are wanting to override the traditions that we have experienced in America since our beginning. And so we just declare in Jesus' name that we will take our stand and we will declare that marriage is between one man and one woman. In thousands of years, it has been so since the beginning of our country. And we know the Bible strictly talks about the marriage between one man and one woman. And the Bible has a few things to say about a man with a man and a woman with a woman, but it does not include marriage. And so today we know that there is a war on our Constitution. There's a war on our freedoms. There is a war that is coming to the church. And, you know, the latest news is that 34,000 black churches have decided to leave the Presbyterian denomination. That is a lot of churches and a lot of people. And it's simply over the gay issue. And so today our nation is under attack. And soon this will be taken from the streets. These demonstrations will be taken from the streets into the churches of our nation that oppose same-sex marriage, that oppose their agenda. And so we need to get ready for that. And there will be a lot of legislation, including hate speech. Anybody that says anything contrary to homosexuality or contrary to same-sex marriage. And there will be all kinds of transgender issues that will come about. There is a war that is heating up, and every pastor in America needs to be addressing these issues with their congregation. And now it's coming to the forefront this weekend at the Final Four in Indiana, where Governor Mike Pence is being harassed on every side concerning legislation that has been passed in that state, even though he's trying to clarify it. I think we ought to pray for Governor Mike Pence and the legislature there in the state of Indiana. Father, we set ourselves in agreement for those that are standing for righteousness, for those that are standing for principles, and our guideline is the Bible. It's not a court system, or it's not the thoughts of man. It's not Hollywood. It's the Bible. And we will live by bread alone. We will not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of your mouth. And so, Father, we are following Scripture today and declaring that marriage is between one man, one woman. and that we need to confess today that any sin outside of the marriage between one man and one woman needs to be proclaimed, announced, and confessed. And so we just declare that all sin outside of the marriage between one man and one woman is not right in the eyes of God. And we who believe in righteousness must take our stand. And so we know there are many that they'll not say anything. They will not announce anything to their congregation. Their congregation is waiting to know what they think about 34,000 black churches departing from the Presbyterian Church. They will need to know why is all of the fuss taking place in Indiana, because it's coming to the forefront for all of us that will be watching the Final Four in Indianapolis, all of us sports fans, including myself. And so the pastors, the Christian leaders, they must have something to say. Too many have nothing to say. They're not for anything. They're not opposed to anything. And they just remain silent. So I pray for the governor of Indiana, the legislature of Indiana, as they take their stand. And I pray for pastors across America that they will be bold in proclaiming what is going on. They will give a response. In Jesus' name, I pray right now that we will not be a compromising church. And we can love people, but still we can take a stand on things that are not scripturally right, regardless of what government says, regardless of what type of legislation is passed down. And so, Lord, we declare today there is a war on Christianity, and there is a culture war, and everybody seemingly has a right to speak, with the exception of Christians. And may we as Christians not be silent in this nation. May we not become the silent majority who simply has no opinion about anything that pertains to the Word of God, the coming of Jesus, salvation, baptism. Lord, we are in desperate trouble in America. We need a revival. Would you help me pray for another spiritual awakening in America? Father, we declare another spiritual awakening in our nation. God, we cry out today. We cry out on this Easter weekend, on this Good Friday, on this day that Jesus went to the cross and died that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He was crucified, and there are many Christians today around the world who are being crucified, and we stand and pray for them. There are many Christians in many nations of the world are being commanded to either convert to Islam or die. Convert to Islam or die. It could come to our home, our home soil, not just on foreign soil. We got to realize that there was a price that was paid at Calvary, and Jesus gave his life. But since that time, there have been millions of people that have been martyred since Jesus was martyred on the cross 2,000 years ago. And we need to understand that we too may one day give our lives for the cause. And we pray for the families of those whose loved ones are being killed on foreign soil. Even today, every day they're dying. There's very little reports from the news media, but we understand and know that martyrdom is taking place. People are being killed by ISIS and other militant groups that hate Christianity. What is the war? The war is on Christianity. The war is anti-Semitism, and we know that Israel is going through major persecution right now, and the dark clouds of war are rising over Israel, that one day they will have to defend themselves. One day America will have to declare if they are still standing with Israel or not. So these on one hand are incredible days of opportunity for revival in America. On the other hand, these are days of desperation when we live in a nation where the walls have been broken down and the gates have been burned with fire. Father, we pray. Help me pray right now. Father, we pray for the church. We pray for the church that they will be bold and they will not be inferior. They will not be silent. They will not be filled with timidity. In Jesus' name, for the war will not only take place in the streets of our nation, but it will come into the very sanctuary, and there will be sit-downs, and there will be picketing against churches and pastors who take a stand against this movement that is going on in America to defy the very heart of Christianity, which is the marriage of one man and one woman. Jesus compared his relationship with the church as the relationship between a husband and a wife, and the bride and the bridegroom. Jesus being dying on the cross and coming, the church being the bride, Jesus being the bridegroom, coming back for his bride. And the enemies of the cross would like to destroy that. So we pray in Jesus' name. The church will be bold. And we thank you for the cross. We thank you for Calvary. We thank you for Calvary and the work that was done at Calvary. So grateful and so thankful. Here is my friend, Rusty Goodman. He's going to sing about Calvary today as we celebrate Easter weekend.
I lived a wasted life that had no meaning, and I found no peace in anything that I tried. But I saw my life quickly end, and a brand new one began. The day I found the cross where Jesus died, and because of Calvary, I'll never journey in my mind back to Calvary, and I kneel beneath its flow that washes white as snow, and I find new strength away for me. of Calvary, I'll never be the same again. I found a joy I never thought could be. He took a life shattered with sin, put it together once again, and oh, what a change there's been. I know my life will never be the same again, because
my friend Rusty Goodman, Calvary, because of Calvary. We're so thankful for Calvary today. Father God, we're thankful for BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. We are so thankful today for Calvary. We're thankful for what was done there, the blood that was shed, the life that was given by the Son of God, who declared it is finished. And so we are thankful for the finished work at Calvary here on this Good Friday, 2015. And we want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for going to the cross and giving your life that we might have life and we might have it more abundantly. Can we just pause and thank the Lord for the sacrifice that was made, the terrible death that he died on that day 2,000 years ago. Jesus, we love you today. We love you. We honor you. In the name of Jesus, in your holy name. And you said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men unto me. And I'm thankful for the price that was paid on Calvary, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And I'm praying right now for those of you that don't know the Lord. On this Easter weekend, you are not saved. If you were to die today, you would be lost. You would be eternally lost. I want to pray for you. The Bible says if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We know that with the mouth, confession is made. If we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth that Jesus died and rose again, we shall be saved. So, if you're listening today and you don't know the Lord, I just want to lead you in a prayer of salvation, a prayer to come and know the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's very simple. And I want to lead you in that prayer right now. Would you say these words after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross for my sins. And you arose on the third day. And today, Lord Jesus, on this Good Friday, I ask you to come into my heart and forgive me of my sins. I accept your forgiveness now, forgiving others, forgiving you, forgiving myself. I accept the gift of salvation. And thank you, Lord, for saving me, coming into my heart, forgiving me of my sins, giving me eternal life. In Jesus' name, I receive it, and I thank you for it. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. And if you've accepted Jesus here on this broadcast today, you've asked Jesus to come into your heart, you need to find you a Bible-believing church, a place where somebody knows your name, particularly the pastor knows your name, and you have fellowship there, and you have someone that will help you walk out your spiritual life. It's very, very important. Get the Bible, begin to read the book of John. You can read the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You need to read the book of Psalms, so forth and so on. So, congratulations on your conversion, being converted from the natural to the supernatural. So I pray for you now. I pray for those of you that are away from God on this Easter weekend. You don't know the Lord. You didn't know the Lord, but you've just wandered so far away from Him that you don't know what He's doing in your life, what is happening in your life. And many of you become bitter, very unforgiving toward other Christians, toward the church, so that you know the church has let you down, the church has hurt you, other Christians have wounded you. And I've heard people say Christians are the meanest people I know. And Christians that don't walk in the love of Jesus can be very, very mean. They can be very mean. So I'm trusting that you will not judge all Christians compared to the mean Christians. And I'm just saying today that we as Christians, we definitely need to walk in love. And even love toward those that disagree with us, even love toward those that hate us, and let them know that we love them. We may hate their sin, we may hate what they're doing, but we love them. I'm praying for revival. I'm praying for revival among the extreme Muslims out there that are taking the lives of my Christian brothers and sisters. I'm praying for a spiritual awakening, a revival to come, and many to turn to Jesus. And so today we do need to exemplify, even though we hate people's sins and disagree with their sins, we need to express the love of God. We need to express the love of God toward those, and we Christians, we need to express the love of God toward each other. And several years ago, I put several translations of 1 Corinthians chapter 13 together, and I just want to share this with you. It says that love never gives up. Love is always patient and kind. Love is not jealous. Love cares more for others than for self. Love does not envy others. Love does not want what it doesn't have. Love does not strut. Love is not boastful or proud. Love does not have a swelled head. Love does not brag and is not arrogant. Love is not selfish. Love is not rude. Love does not demand its own way. Love is not always me first. Love is not offended. Love is not easily provoked. Love does not fly off the handle. Love does not hold grudges. Love does not keep score. Love endures all things. Love does not rejoice in unrighteousness. Love rejoices in the truth. Love always looks for the best. Love endures whatever comes. Love never quits. Love never looks back. Love always keeps going. Love always trusts. And love is loyal. So, Father, I pray, I agree with my brothers and sisters here today, that we as Christians, regardless of how much we disagree with other people, hate other people's sins, we today are determined to walk in love, that we will exemplify the love of Jesus Christ to those that do not know you, those who may oppose us, those that may be cruel to us. We will walk in love, and we will walk in forgiveness, regardless of what they have done or said. We walk in love and forgiveness. And so today I pray for those who are bitter. I pray for those today that have been wounded in the church, hurt in the church, which can certainly happen. You know, we can be hurt in many, many places. People should not be wounded in church, but it does happen. And I pray that people will not abandon the church. Thousands and thousands of Christians are becoming the de-churched people and are not attending church on Sunday. But I pray in Jesus' name that that the de-churched, the unchurched, those who have gone away and no longer attend church, they've abandoned the church, that they will come back. We need them. The church needs them, and they need other Christians in their lives. And Lord, we know that to love is a major risk, and we're going to take the risk. And if we get hurt, wounded, we declare in Jesus' name that we'll just continue to walk in love and forgiveness. This may be a good time. I mean, Jesus on the cross here on this Good Friday, Jesus on the cross, he was determined that he was going to walk in love and forgiveness. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And so this will be a good time to forgive people that have hurt you, offended you, done you wrong. And every time you start praying, or sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night thinking about what they did to you, "I can't believe they did that to me." Why don't you call their name right now? Because love is it's not some act of our emotion. It's an act of our will. So just take a moment, would you? And just call some names and say, "Lord, I forgive them. Lord, we're just determined to walk in love and forgiveness. We choose to forgive in Jesus' name. And we repent today. We repent today for our sins. And we repent today for the sins of our nation. God, have mercy upon our nation. Have mercy upon our land. We need you today. We need another spiritual awakening. We need revival in America. Would you help me pray now for revival in America, another spiritual awakening? Father, in Jesus' name, I set myself in agreement that the glory of God would be shown all across this land, that there would be a spiritual awakening, that people would come to know Jesus, that people would come out of obscurity to preach the gospel, particularly young people, and that our college and university campuses would be consumed with passion for God and the things of God and the things of the Spirit, and many, many, many would be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Lord, we need revival in America. We don't need just an encounter, but we need something that will spread across this nation, into the cities of this nation, and spill over into the churches of this nation. Midnight church services and things happening that are unexplainable, and the media's attention being turned to the signs and wonders and miracles, and the testimonies of radical young people, young people coming out of obscurity, and old men and women coming out of retirement, and many leaving the workplace just to go and preach the gospel in city after city. People interceding for their particular city. In fact, I'm going to come back in just a moment. We're going to begin to pray for some cities, because I believe the spiritual attack, the demonic forces are attacking city after city. And Satan desires to take one city at a time. And so we're going to come back and pray for these cities. But today we're celebrating the cross, the crucifixion, and remembering what Jesus did. He is Emmanuel. He's God with us. Emmanuel. Here's Martin Smith. We're going to be back to pray for cities. Celebrating Easter weekend on this Good Friday on BPN Radio.
You are here in the hurricane. death was beaten. It was you standing at the grave, Son of God rising up again.
Martin Smith, Emmanuel, God with us here on this Easter weekend. Good to have you listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Bill Gentry here, delighted to have you listening as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And I just believe there's hope for America. That's why we're praying. That's why we are believing, and we are believing for your city, for a revival in your city. And so we want to welcome cities all across the land that are praying with us today, right here on BPN Radio. We just take a moment to pray for your city, if you will. Pray for your city, whatever city you live in. So I'm going to pray right now for Austin, Texas, and I'm going to take a few moments to pray for my city. So here we go. Father, we just pray for cities here on BPN Radio all across the land that are praying with us. And we know that that you desire to bring revival to cities all across the land. And we pray according to our faith. And I have faith, Lord, that you're gonna send a revival to 1,000 cities in America. I'm believing for 1,000 prayer centers. And so we pray for churches that are represented, cities that are represented here on BPN Radio. Fresno, California, Martinez, California, Riverside, California, Loveland, Colorado, Miami, Florida, Tampa, Florida, and Marietta, Georgia, as well as Royston, Georgia, Carlinville, Illinois, Carbondale, Illinois, Hersher, Illinois. We pray for Seymour, Indiana, as well as Pendleton, Indiana. We pray for the state of Indiana that eyes are focused there on that state. The controversy is taking place. We pray blessings upon the cities in Indiana. We pray for Madisonville, Kentucky. And we pray for DeRidder, Louisiana, as well as Monroe, Louisiana. We pray today for Brighton, Michigan. We pray for Minneapolis, Minnesota. We pray for cities all across America. We pray for Yale, Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma. We pray for Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Elgin, South Carolina, Gaffney, South Carolina. We pray today for Bristol, Tennessee, as well as Chattanooga, Tennessee. We pray for Abilene, Texas. We pray today for Euless, Texas, and Killeen, Texas. We pray today for Tomball, Texas, all these cities in Texas that are praying with us. We pray for Seattle, Washington. We pray for Tacoma, Washington, as well as Spokane, Washington, Appleton, Wisconsin, Marshfield, Wisconsin. And we pray for cities around the world that are praying with us. Gold Coast, Queensland, Australia. We pray for Jakarta, Indonesia, that are praying with us. We pray for Lahore, Pakistan, praying with us. Vancouver, British Columbia, that is praying with us, as well as cities all across this nation and around the world. And Father, we pray for revival in our particular city. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would come and pour out your Holy Spirit upon our cities. We pray for godly people to sit at the gates of our city that will make righteous judgments. We pray for Christians to enter the political arena in their particular city, as far as the mayoral race or the city council or the school board, wherever it may be, that they will not leave the decisions to other people that may not be walking in righteousness or holiness, or may not be believers. So we pray in Jesus' name that we will have impact. We pray for every county sheriff that's under a lot of pressure. The last elected law enforcement official in America, the county sheriffs. We pray for our county sheriffs today. I pray for my county sheriff here in Hays County, Texas, Gary Cutler. I pray for him in Jesus' name. And you can pray also for your county sheriff at this moment. Pray for the law enforcement officers in your city, those men and women that are risking their lives, many of them being scrutinized, many of them being heavily persecuted. We're living in different days in America. Why don't you take a moment to pray for your city, for the law enforcement officers and the first responders in your particular city. Father, we need you today. We need you today. We pray for our city today. We pray for those that serve on the school boards of our city. We pray for the mayor of our city. We pray for those that are pastors in our city. It's time that pastors work together with one another. And so we pray for the pastors. We pray for unity among the churches of our city. We pray for a Holy Ghost outpouring in our city. We pray that the glory of God will be demonstrated and manifested in our city. We pray for youth groups in every church in our city, that they will turn to you and they will rise and shine in Jesus' name. Lord, we need your help today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And if you would like to host a prayer center in your city, then I want you to make application, because I'm believing for 1,000 prayer centers in 1,000 cities with 1,000 prayer leaders. And if you would like to be a prayer leader, a part of the BPN network, the Breakout Prayer Network, and you would like to be the leader, you just go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and there you can click on BPN 1000 Prayer Centers. And you can make application. It can either be a public prayer service that you hold every week, you lead every week. If it's in your church, then you need to consult with your pastor if you're not the pastor. And maybe you are going to lead a prayer group in your neighborhood, maybe in your business, maybe on college campus, in your apartment house building, wherever, meeting room, wherever it may be. And you can put it on there. And if there's a, if it's a public meeting, you put public. If it's a private meeting where you're just meeting with the employees of your business, so forth and so on, that could be a private meeting, and we will not publish the location. But we need you. We need 1,000 prayer centers. I want you to help me, because I believe that we are in desperate trouble in America. We need another spiritual awakening. And would you come and be a prayer leader? And speaking of prayer leaders, our BPN prayer gathering is next week, April 9th, 10th, and 11th at Austin, Texas, Compass Church. And you can register, take time out of your busy schedule, register by going to bpnradio.com, and you can click on the registration place there, the picture of Gene and I, the praying man, and you can register. We'll send you information concerning the event, April 9th, 10th, and 11th, Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday night, Saturday morning, and we're only a few days away, so you need to go quickly, if you will. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio on this Good Friday, and we'll see you back tomorrow at this time, or any time here on BPN.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.